Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh my!
Hello, everybody. Welcome into yet another episode of the Can of Corn Cast. I'm your intrepid host, Andy Greenberg. Can of corn, easy fly ball, and we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. Coming up, we're going to talk pitching big time because somebody out there is making everybody else look really bad. We've also got the announcement of one of my favorite events of the baseball year that doesn't actually have any immediate fantasy impact, but for smart fantasy players, it's something you are going to want to follow because it is definitely a gold mine, just not yet. Got to be patient. Got to wait. We'll talk about that soon. Plus, we'll take a dive in the free agent pool. We'll also check out the Chase Field pool out in right center field. I got a good Diamondback on there for you to keep an eye on. But first, like we always do, it's the Starting Five.
The Starting Five.
0-2 pitch, and a ball hit deep to left. Taylor going back, and Max Scherzer has a no-hitter. Sunday in Milwaukee, he was amazing. And today in D.C., he was almost perfect.
Yeah, switching up the starting five a little bit, going pitchers first. Max Scherzer, the aforementioned start they're talking about, was the one-hitter where he struck out 16 in Milwaukee. Then he follows it up with that no-hitter, which should have been a perfect game if Jose Tabata wasn't a I got to censor myself here, so let's see. If Jose Tabata wasn't a very rude person and leaned his elbow, his very heavily padded elbow, into Scherzer's pitch in the ninth inning, he could have been that out, that last 27th out. He's the 27th man of the plate, and he could have been the last out for that perfect game. But no, it's Josh Harrison flying out to left center field. Michael Taylor there. Scherzer back at it again later in the week, and 5 1/3 perfect innings to start that game against Philadelphia. He'd finish 8 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. He is the number one pitcher in all of baseball right now, to nobody's surprise. 130 strikeouts in 110 innings, a 1.79 ERA, and 0.79 whip. Number two overall for the top pitchers, and again, starting fives. Look at the top five pitchers. Coming up, top five hitters, and then the top five hottest at each in the game. Number two overall pitcher, Chris Archer, 123 strikeouts in 103 innings, a 2.01 ERA, and a .95 whip. He's the only one out of these five with 10 quality starts, and all the others have 12. So yeah, Scherzer, 12 quality starts, as has Dallas Keuchel. 95 strikeouts and a league-leading 116 and a third innings pitched, a 2.17 ERA and a 0.96 whip. Number four, Sonny Gray, 12 quality starts, 7 strikeouts, 107.2 innings, 2.09 ERA, 99 whip. And number 5, brand new to the list because these guys have all been on here before, it's actually somebody that I got to see this year, Jacob DeGrom of the New York Mets. He's got 100 strikeouts and 100 and a third innings, 2.15 ERA and a .93 whip. To nobody's surprise, the number one batter in the game right now is Paul Goldschmidt. He's hitting .352, 4 points off the leader D. Gordon, 20 homers, 60 RBIs, 13 steals, a very real shot at 30-30. Mike Trout was the last to do that in 2012. Number two, Bryce Harper, the new challenger for the NL MVP. It's really now should be between Goldschmidt and Harper, and I'll get to why in just a moment. Harper, .340, 24 homers, 58 RBIs. Number three, the surprise. Now, he's not as easy. He was an all-star last year, but definitely a surprise for top five hitter on the season so far. Todd Frazier, .293 batting average, 24 homers, 52 RBIs, 53 runs, 8 stolen bases. So a great season so far from Frazier. He's got the potential for a 2020 season, 20 homers. He's already hit that. And 20 stolen bases. He's got 12 left and plenty of time. Number four, this is the reason why Goldie and Harper are pretty much neck and neck for the NL MVP. Giancarlo Stanton will likely fall out of this top five, or who knows, his stats are ridiculous. 27 homers, 67 RBIs, but he's only hitting 265. But broken wrist, out 4 to 6 weeks, which could really help Goldie and Harper in a case for the National League MVP because Stanton was running away with it. Or shall I say swinging away with it. Number five, Mike Trout. Last 30-30 guy could do it again, though he only has 8 stolen bases. He's got 19 homers. He needs to run more, and that's his thing. He's a fast guy. He should be running the bases a bit more, but Socia's slowing him down a little bit. 313 batting average, 19 homers, 42 RBIs. As for the hottest players in the game, decided to split it up this week, or else it's just a whole lot of repeats. The hottest pitchers in the game over the last 2 weeks, number one, Max Scherzer. Number two, Mark Melancon, 7 innings, 7 appearances, 5 saves, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, and that gives him a .43 whip and a very even 0 ERA. Number 3 is Jacob deGrom. He's got 3 quality starts on the last 2 weeks, as did Max Scherzer. Number 4, Taijuan Walker, Seattle Mariners. 20 and a third innings, that's 3 starts, 23 strikeouts, a .221 ERA, and a .93 whip. Of course, this comes right after I drop him from my fantasy team. And number 5, Ruby De La Rosa. 22 innings and 3 starts, 16 strikeouts. And we'll get to more on Ruby just a little bit later. I have a feeling he's swimming out in that pool in Chase Field. As for the hottest hitters in the last 2 weeks, all of these guys have played 13 games. Number 1, Nolan Arenado, or I like to say that in the cheesy announcer voice. It sounds great. Nolan Arenado. 19 of 50, that's a .380 batting average. 7 homers, 17 ribbies, 15 runs. Number 2 on the hot list, JD Martinez. 17 of his last 49, that's a .347 batting average. 9 homers, 19 RBIs, 11 runs. Manny Machado comes in at 3, a .407 batting average. 4 homers, 14 ribbies. Charlie Blackmon, Colorado Rockies, .347 over the last 13 games, 2 homers, 11 RBIs, 9 runs, 7 stolen bases. A great all-around fortnight for Charlie Blackmon. And Albert Pujols coming in at number 5, 12 of his last 42. He's got 6 home runs in the last 2 weeks, 15 RBIs, and scored 12 times. That is your starting 5, or your rounds of starting 5 for this week on the Can of Corncast. Coming up next, it's my favorite part of All-Star Weekend. It's not the Home Run Derby. It's not even the All-Star Game. It comes even before the weekend. So what is it? We'll find out soon. It's your fantasy gold mine, and that's all I'm going to tell you. We'll be right back.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
And we're back on the Can of Corncast. Andy Greenberg here with you. I got to tell you about the different ways you can find me online. You can find me all over ArizonaSports.com, writing blogs, speaking podcasts, answering questions, ArizonaSports.com. Just search Can of Corncast, easy peasy. Also on Twitter, at AndyTheG, that's my personal one. Or you can check out the show's Twitter, at CanofCorn987. That would be for Arizona Sports, 98.7 FM. You can also find me on Facebook. Just search Can of Corncast, and that should be there. Or you could just search Can of Corncast in my name. Or if you're Facebook friends with me, I usually post about it. So, boom, there you go. Now, the Fantasy Gold Mine is the All-Star Futures game. Every single year, you've got guys that either get pulled from the game because they've made it to the majors already, or make it to the majors right after playing, or get that September call-up, or get called up the next season. This is your primer for future fantasy stars, and if you consider yourself a fantasy baseball player, you need to pay attention to this game, or at least who's in it. Especially if you are in a dynasty league where you don't really draft. You kind of just draft leftovers, or you get to cut 5 people and fill the roster spots. If you're in a keeper league, these are the guys to watch out for. Absolutely. So I started making a list of players that played in the 2014 All-Star Futures game, and I stopped because it got way too long, and I wasn't going to read a list of, I mean, I think I stopped at 10, and I was halfway down the American team, so lots of these guys are going to find their ways to the majors between now and when the 2016 All-Star Futures game roster is announced just under a year from now. Plenty of guys on both the World and the USA team that are soon going to make a ball club near you. So keep an eye, and I'm here to help you. I've got 3 from the USA and 5 from the World. Really, 3 from the USA, 3 from the World team, plus Arizona Sports. We're going to talk about the 2 Diamondbacks representatives. Very exciting. So let's get going. I've got ownership percentages here if they are a part of the Yahoo universe, which oddly enough, only the 3 American players I have here are. And I'll tell you whether or not they're worth stashing, but you should definitely put them on your watch list just because. I mean, really, you should go through all of those rosters and find who is on those rosters, which ones of them are actually available in Yahoo Sports Fantasy Leagues or wherever else you happen to play, and put them on a watch list. Keep an eye on them because most of these guys are going to make all-star teams. Maybe not most. I'd say at least a quarter of them will make a major league all-star team in their career. So these are definitely guys to watch for, especially for future fantasy impact this and the following season. So we'll start with the United States. And definitely the lowest level prospect that I have on this list, but could be the top pitching prospect in baseball right now, and it's Lucas Giolito. He is with Single-A Potomac in the Washington Nationals system. We might have to wait until 2016 to see him, especially since the Nats are doing so well. They might pull a David Price type of thing and bring him up just to pitch out of the bullpen in the playoffs. Not so sure. Right now in advanced A-ball, 3.55 ERA in 9 starts, 59 strikeouts, 45 and 2/3 innings. Last year, full season in A-ball, 20 starts, finished 10-2 with a 2.20 ERA and 110 strikeouts in 98 innings pitched. Again, Lucas Giolito, he is in the Yahoo universe, 3% owned. Put him on your watch list. This next guy I have stashed. You've all heard me talk about Steven Matz and how I have him stashed in my NA spot. Well, turns out Steven Matz is getting a call-up this week. He's going to start on Sunday. That's very exciting for Mets fans and fantasy people. So quick sidebar here. If Steven Matz is available in your league, go pick him up. He's crushing it in AAA. And so what did I do? Well, usually, because the NA acts as a DL spot, you got to drop somebody to activate someone. So my strategy is, instead of just dropping someone and activating Matz, I drop that person for somebody to put in that NA spot. So I picked up Phillies prospect Aaron Nola. You may remember my interview 2 weeks ago with FoxSports.com's John Halpin. He said that he believes Aaron Nola will be a top pitching prospect that will find his way to the majors this year, and I have to agree with him. 12 starts in AA this year before he went to AAA Lehigh Valley. So far there, 89 and a third innings, 73 Ks, a 191 ERA, and in 89 and one-thirds innings, he has walked 11 batters. Wow! Wow! That's all I got to say. Aaron Nola, AAA Lehigh Valley, 2% owned. Stash him if you have the NA spot available to you. Otherwise, absolutely put him on your watch list and pick him up at any sign of a call-up, because if this guy is able to keep his whip that low in the minors and his ERA down, he is an absolute fantasy asset. Number 3, the third American. This guy's an outfielder. I went looking up info on him just to see what his ownership percentage was. Turns out somebody in my league had already picked him up. They noticed he was added to this roster. The Yankees probably in need of a little bit of outfield help. And Aaron Judge, the gigantic power hitter in the Yankees system, will be showing up in the All-Star Futures game right now, 1% owned at AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Absolutely a watch list guy. He's been on my watch list the entire year because I saw him live in the Arizona Fall League. Now, I wouldn't mention that if he struck out 3 times, but he hit, I'd say a 425-foot home run that was, I mean, and he stands out, and no pun intended. The dude is 6'7", 275 pounds. He is large and in charge. 13 homers so far this year, 48 RBIs, most of it coming in AA, 68 total games, only 5 in AAA. He was struggling a bit to adjust to AAA, but with power like that, he's going to be fine. You got to expect a high strikeout rate with a power hitter like that, especially one that's so raw. But he walks fairly often for a power hitter. This is, I think, the biggest home run prospect in baseball right now. So if you're in a dynasty league and you have a kind of light hitting team, this is a guy to pick up and sit on, absolutely. And we now turn our attention to the world team. We'll start off with Juan Gonzalez out of Venezuela. He is a relief pitcher in the LA Dodgers system, and neither him nor the other world players are actually available in Yahoo Sports Fantasy right now. So maybe put their name on that note below your team. You can always take notes. I usually keep track of my fantasy budget there, so we do a fantasy acquisition budget, or rather free agent acquisition budget. $100 a year, quote-unquote bucks. And so I always map that out so I know how much I can have at the beginning of each month to not completely run out of money towards the end of the season. Anyways, Juan Gonzalez, relief pitcher, LA Dodgers system. He's at AAA Oklahoma City right now, and he is absolutely dominant. 17 innings in AA, 9 and a third at AAA this year, and a mixed 1.03 ERA with 24 strikeouts in those 26 and a third innings. He's only walked 8 batters, given up 3 earned runs, and picked up 2 saves. The reason that I want to talk about him here is because he used to be a starting pitcher, and he was awful. Because his, now I say, this year, 1.03 ERA, his career minors ERA is 4.54. And I'm looking at the two, I'm like, what is the difference? What changed? They moved him to the bullpen. He was a starter, he was awful, and they moved him to the bullpen, and he has been outstanding. Since being moved to the bullpen, his career minors ERA is 3.28. That's at the start of the 2013 season, and he has progressively gotten better each year out of the bullpen. Now, not sure if he'd be an option at closer yet for the Dodgers. They may want to see what else he can do in AAA, but he is, I mean, they just keep pumping out relief pitchers, quality relief pitchers. And I have a feeling Juan Gonzalez is going to make his way onto that LA Dodgers squad at some point in time this year. Number two from the world team, German outfielder Max Kepler. He is at AA Chattanooga, that is in the Minnesota Twins system, started in single A and quickly moved up this year, right now hitting .342 at AA, 3 homers, 29 ribbies, 37 runs, and 11 steals in 55 games, hitting .514 over his last 10 with more walks than RBIs, so he's got 8 RBIs and 9 walks, and his career minors on base percentage is 80 points higher than his average, so he walks a lot. This dude knows how to get on base, and I think he'll be a great asset for the Twins. Can you imagine that? Byron Buxton and Max Kepler in the outfield for the Twins. Major league OPS this year from this guy in AA at .967. And number three on the list is a Dominican prospect named Ketel Marte. That is K-E-T-E-L Marte, shortstop in the Mariners system, right now at AAA Tacoma. Bit injured, hasn't played since May 31st, but was absolutely primed for a call-up since then. I'm not sure if he'll play in the Futures game yet. They haven't decided because they're not really sure when he's going to be back. Hitting .343, 2 homers, 24 RBIs, 30 runs, and 17 steals. He's only struck out 20 times in 51 games, but he's only walked 18 times. So with the Mariners, they really wanted to use Brad Miller, their current shortstop, as a utility man, so they called up shortstop Chris Taylor. Miller played a little outfield. He got his hand, I believe he got a try at second base, but they want to use him in the outfield a little bit, and Taylor just couldn't hit over 150. They sent him back to the minors, and Miller moved back to shortstop, and then Marte got injured. And they wanted to bring up Marte, put him at shortstop. He was ready to do that. Miller moved to the outfield, but that injury really threw a stick in that plan. So it's very, very possible that as soon as he's healthy, the Mariners will either let him kind of play a week or two in AAA and then bring him up to the big club, see what he can do at shortstop so they can stick Brad Miller back in the outfield. And we move on to the Diamondbacks representatives here. First, we have Taiwanese starting pitcher Wei Chi-Huang. I probably butchered that, and I apologize to him and the rest of the team and the organization. He's right now at single-A Kane County, his first full season in the major league system. Only 6 starts so far, but 38 strikeouts and 32 and a third innings, 1.72 ERA, and he's only walked 5 batters. Not too bad. The other D-backs player is at AA Mobile right now. He's from the Dominican Republic. His name's Socrates Brito, or if you're Bill and Ted, his name is Socrates Brito. Outfielder, been in the Diamondbacks system since 2010. His first year in AA this year, hitting .263, 2 homers, 22 ribbies, 32 runs in 68 games. Career .281 hitter. He's very much a leadoff guy. A lot of singles. And the Diamondbacks have a very crowded outfield right now, so we may not even see him until maybe the end of 2016, start of 2017. But these are all guys to remember. Absolutely. Quickly, Lucas Giolito, Aaron Nola, Aaron Judge, Juan Gonzalez, Max Kepler, Ketel Marte, and then the D-backs, Weichi Hwang and Socrates Burrito. And that's the end of that chapter. Coming up next, we're going to take a dip in the free agent pool. See who's in the shallow end, who's swimming around in there. Dive into the deep end as well. Plus, we'll check out who's hanging out in right center field at the Chase Field pool. That's next. Can of Corncast, I'm Andy Greenberg.
It's the Can of Corncast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
And we are back on the Can of Corncast. It's Arizona. It's 110. It is really hot outside, so we're just going to take a quick dip in the free agent pool today. Just get everybody else back indoors. It's too hot, and go swimming in that Chase Field pool. Air conditioned. Love it. Anyways, we'll start in the shallow end of the free agent pool. Guys 51-75% owned. And I see Kevin Pillar, the outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays, quickly becoming a star. Already a star in the outfield. Greatly improving at the plate. He is ranked number 9 overall in fantasy baseball in the last 30 days. A .379 average, 5 homers, 19 ribbies, 5 steals, and 16 runs in that span. Swimming around that free agent pool, owned 26-50% is 48% owned. Chris Heston, yeah, the guy who threw the no-hitter. Since then, he's been pretty good. 3 starts, 17 2/3 innings, 8 earned runs. His last 3 starts weren't much like his first few, though. It was weird. All or nothing. Either 0, 1, 5, or 6 runs, and then he threw the no-hitter, and then he's gone 2-3-2 for his earned runs. So still, keeping it low. I like it. Looks good on him. Chris Heston, definitely a great bet moving forward as the Giants seem to just continually pump out excellent rookie pitchers. In the deep end of the free agent pool, guys 0-25% owned, we find 5% owned Indian starter Cody Anderson. His second start supposed to be Saturday, but the game was postponed, so we'll see him Monday in Tampa instead. That's actually a good thing for fantasy owners and Indians fans because that's who he faced for start number one. And he went 7 2/3 innings, didn't give up an earned run, 6 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Career minors ERA at 3.44 because he struggled in AA last year. But this year, 10 AA starts, 3 AAA starts, a 1.89 ERA. Definitely worth the flyer if you like taking chances on the young starters. And who's that out in the Chase Field pool? Well, I talked about him just a moment ago. Ruby De La Rosa. Kind of interesting thing going on with him. He had a season-worst 2-start stretch, gave up 16 runs in 10 innings in 2 starts. Since then, he's been an absolute monster. It's crazy. Last 3 starts, he's given up 2 earned runs in 8, 7, and 7 innings. And it was those 2 7-inning starts where he gave up 1 of the runs. It goes 8 shutout innings. 8 shutout innings after giving up 16 runs in 10 innings. That's baseball for you. This is a guy to watch for now. Careful with that next start. He's going against the Dodgers. And he's been awful against the Dodgers this year. But both of those starts have been in L.A. This week, it's at home. Worth the risk if you got to make it, if you want the starter, if you want to try to get a few more strikeouts than your opponent. But I think it's best to wait and see what happens. If he turns in something where he gives up 3 or less earned runs, he's definitely worth a pickup. If it's 4 or more, that's bad advice. I'll admit to it, and you can leave him on the waiver wire. But keep an eye on him and see what happens. Hey, getting out, drying off, that's the free agent pool, and off we go. And this has been the Can of Corncast. I'm Andy Greenberg. I really thank you all for listening. Once again, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to my podcast. You can find it on the podcast app. It just search Can of Corncast. You can find it on ArizonaSports.com. It's all there. Be sure to leave me some comments. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of the blog. I would love to hear from my listeners. Just tweet me at Can of Corncast or at Andy the G and be like, hey, dude, listen to your show. It was awesome. I picked up Aaron Nola and stashed him because he's going to be really good. And I'll see that, and then I'll respond, and I'll be like, at TotallyCool24. Thanks, bro. Good move. Best wishes and good luck. Tweet. Just like that. Super easy. At CanofCorn987 on Twitter. Boom. Thank you for listening. I have been Andy Greenberg and still will be. And until we talk next time, let's play ball!
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.